heritageradionetwork.org.
Science and technology.
No green thumb? No problem. A hydroponic vertical indoor garden, known as a window farm, has completely changed the gardening game by making it possible for city dwellers to grow food year-round from inside their apartments without the need for soil. Invented in 2009 by Brooklyn transplant Britta Riley, window farms began as an experiment after Riley became frustrated with conventional urban gardening techniques that failed to produce results. She looked outward to source developing ideas about hydroponic growing strategies, and after a Kickstarter campaign in 2011, Riley and her team were able to develop a fairly straightforward vertical garden that hangs from the top of a window, so it absorbs the full scope of light that filters through and utilizes nutrient-infused water that is released on a timer from a reservoir at the base of the system. By eliminating the need for soil and surface area, and by choosing plants that can survive without constant light, apartments act as microclimates that greens, herbs, and small rootless vegetables can thrive in. While the efficient design is ideal for city dwellers, the gardens can be used in any indoor space that has a window. Last year, the American Museum of Natural History showcased 70 window farms hanging vertically in a 100 by 100 foot window that grew everything from kale to cherry tomatoes to soybeans. With an ever-increasing global population, Riley is motivated by the imminent need to look at alternative ways of growing food. Her quest has led her to think about ways to achieve biodiversity and explore crop revitalization through window farms. She explains,
I just think that the idea of just living off the natural cycles, we're going to have to let go of that aspect. And I think that there are actually other areas that we can go into that have to do with just like really finding the best of nature that don't mean that we're flying in the face of nature, but that we're just working with it in new ways. Like, for example, because of this project and because window farms kind of spread globally so quickly, we were able to discover a lot of really amazing things about different food varietals and species that people grow all around the world. And furthermore, you know, when you just look at the diversity of food plants that have just fallen off of our radar right now and how many variations there are within that, if we actually just focused on taking the breadth of the genome of food plants and actually using those, we would find that there are a lot of amazing food plants that we can grow indoors that maybe we haven't heard about since our grandparents or great-grandparents' age, but that are really well-suited to growing inside these new conditions.
Theoretically, the garden can work anywhere as long as there is someone who is willing to act as the farmer. There is an online community of 60,000 people who are providing support to each other in the way of farming tips and optimum conditions for different types of vegetables. Riley predicts another wave of the urban agricultural movement coming in, in which innovations in agricultural technology will become less cost prohibitive. Window Farms is currently in the process of working on another version of the garden that will be available at a lower price point and will ideally become accessible for residents living in inner cities that have less access to fresh food. They're also working on an education program that brings the gardens into classrooms where the ultimate hope would be for students to take home some of the produce they help grow. The idea of producing food in schools via vertical gardens has been gaining traction in the last decade. The Green Bronx Machine, an organization started by special ed teacher Stephen Ritz in 2002, teaches students how to grow fruits and vegetables on abandoned walls and rooftops without the use of fossil fuels. Since its inception, the Green Bronx Machine has produced more than 11 tons of vegetables, proving that farms can survive with minimal water and soil in the most unlikely of spaces. Window Farms Vertical Gardens are currently available online at windowfarms.com and at TechServe online and at West 23rd Street in New York. If your New Year's resolution includes eating healthy or growing your own food or eating more sustainably or locally, or improving the quality of your urban environment, the addition of a vertical garden in your home can help achieve all of these goals in one fell swoop. The future of urban ag is here, and so far it is looking delicious. I'm Sari Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Black Friday by Space Ghost. Thanks for listening.